Kind countrymen and our acquaintance all, example take by this our sudden fall. Did not your hands in blood that's innocent, for which offence we both too late repent? The crying sins of murder pierceth heaven, and great repentance craves to be forgiven. One bloody deed deserves 10,000 deaths, but we bereaved divers of their breaths. The harmless man that did no harm intend, most butcher-like we brought unto his end. And that good woman, his most loving wife, inhumanly bereaved we of life. She great with child, oh, how it grieves our hearts, that we should act such bloody tragic parts. The harmless infant that was in her womb, we likewise slew, whose mother was its tomb. Their other children sitting by the fire, we likewise hurt who mercy did require. But we no mercy had nor grace at all, when as these babes for life did cry and call. And for the same no mercy here we find, deserved deaths are for our sins assigned. Death is our doom, we here our lives must pay, our glass is out, this is our dying day. A shameless sin for our most shameful sin, we must receive that we have lived in. Here on this tree we must resign our breath, yet that's not all, though here we die this death. Our bodies must no burial place possess, this is our doom for our vile wickedness. Twixt earth and heaven we here must hang in chains, as long as sin use flesh or bones remains. Fowls of the air, our eyes they forth will pull, feed on our flesh and peck upon our skull. We shall be pointing stocks to every one that passeth by, though we are dead and gone. Earth scorns to hide our bodies from the light, but in the air tottering hang in sight. And here in Kent we ne'er shall be forgot, although our joints by piecemeal dropping rot. Unto each other travellers will say, see you those murderers as they pass this way? Those are the villains that the blood did spill of innocence that's hanging on yon hill. Thus shall we be discourse for after times, which we deserve most justly for our crimes. And we shall be recorded for this fact, that we so mercilessly and foul did act. Great God, forgive our sins that are so foul, and unto mercy take each sinful soul. Deal not injustice with our sins, O Lord, but grace and pardon unto our souls afford. Thy mercy, Lord, is greater than our sin, and if thou please in heaven to let us in, we do repent us of our wicked deed, the thought of which doth make our souls to bleed. But woe to him that was the cause of this, which did entice us first to do amiss. O bloody Darby, it was long of thee, we did consent to do this villainy. Though thou art fled, yet God will find thee out, and will take vengeance on thee, there's no doubt. He'll not let scrape so foul and vile a crime as he hath justly done on us this time. But we confess we have deserved to die, and to the Lord we now for mercy cry. Receive us, Jesus Christ, to thee we pray, whose precious blood wash all our sins away. Thus have you heard how the same two did die, ending their lives with shame and infamy. And one of them that was on the other side, converted and a Protestant he died. The Lord no doubt to them did mercy lend, who were so penitent before their end. Their souls, I hope, in heaven above do dwell, but yet another bloody tale I'll tell.